Hey, this is the Youth Sermon Preview for September 18th. I am Paul Funchess, pastor of Family Ministries, here with Josh Sturm, youth pastor here at Faith Bible Church, and we are talking about the sermon tonight. So, Josh Sturm, what are you preaching on tonight to the youth?
We are in a series going through the life of worship in the Psalms. So last week, Devante preached on confession, and this week and next week, I'm going to be preaching on lament.
He did a good job, by the way, last week. I thought he did really well. Went by, he did Psalm 51, mm-hmm. and I thought he did a really good job with that. So
yes.
Yeah, it's great.
So your students got a good sermon on confession last week.
So this week is lament.
This week's lament. So lament's different, right? Confession, you realize that you've done something wrong and you go to God recognizing that. Lament can come through all sorts of different sorts, but essentially it's something in life is wrong and it's not me. You know, that's essentially the heart of lament. Like, God, something's wrong. There's pain, there's hurt, there's suffering. Things aren't as you promised they would be, and I've been faithful. This isn't because of my sin, primarily. Now, obviously, you can still lament the effects of your sin, but in the Psalms, typically laments have to do with, I've been faithful, I've been trusting you, and yet stuff has fallen apart.
The world is a fallen
right,
place, a
right,
cursed place, yeah.
Right. So I hope over the next 2 weeks, this week I really want to deal with what does it mean to be honest with God when life hurts, when things aren't going the way they should? So what does it mean to be honest this week? And the next week, I want to think about with the students, how do we pray proactively in that moment? Like, what do we pray for? What do we meditate on? So for both, I think we're going to stick in Psalm 44, which is a pretty long, one of the longer lament psalms. And it's actually kind of a unique lament in that it's not a personal lament primarily, it's a corporate lament. So the king is lamenting, so there's some personal components to it, but it's really Israel has just suffered a great defeat, and Israel is lamenting the fact that God didn't deliver them and didn't give them victory.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a unique one, but it's the reason I picked it for this to teach the students what lament looks like is because it does a really good job of talking about, God, you've proven yourself faithful in the past and you've proven yourself faithful to me in the past, and yet we've been defeated, we've been slaughtered, we've been cast out, we've been destroyed. What's going on? And the psalmist is really clear to point out towards the end of it that his heart has not turned. The people have remained faithful to God. They haven't lifted up their hearts to idols. So we've been faithful, and yet you didn't deliver us. What's going on there?
Yeah.
So this week, I really just want to look at that portion of it, that tension of we've been faithful, and yet you seem to have abandoned us. What just happened? So the psalmist is being really honest. And then next week, we're going to look at the end of the psalm where the psalmist cries out, "Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down in the dust, our belly clings to the ground. Rise up, come to our help." And then there's this great line at the end, "Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love." And actually interesting, Psalm 44 is what Paul picks up on in Romans 8 to talk about how in the midst of persecution,
right,
Christians have hope because God's love has been clearly established in Christ.
Right.
So we know God loves us. We know he is for us and that all things work for our good because Christ died for us. So next week, I hope to go in that direction with it. How do we as Christians take hope in the midst of lament? But this week, I want to really help the students just see that they can be honest with God, that they can say things how they see it. God's bigger and more patient than we think he is a lot of times. Not that we're, you know, rude to God or we dishonor him, but that we're honest. We come to him as our father and we're honest with what we're seeing and what's hurting us. So yeah. I think a lot of times we can feel like we can't communicate our pain, that we have to shove it in because we're Christians and Christians are supposed to be joyful and hope, you know, and I think that the laments and the psalms give us room to really voice that to God and be honest.
Yeah, I think this is an extremely important opportunity for parents because your teenager is experiencing some level of suffering.
They are hurting in different ways, yeah.
They are experiencing the fallenness of creation and of the world. And yes, they are sinful. And yes, some of the consequences are what they've brought upon themselves, but they are experiencing the fallenness of creation. So you want to understand that, and you want to help them walk through how to lament properly with the right hope. Like you're saying, the way someone laments or the way someone goes through suffering and difficulty says a lot about what they believe about the gospel and about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you want to help walk through this. So this is an extremely important opportunity, I think. So anything specific you would say to parents as they're...
Yeah, there's a, at the beginning of the psalm, the psalmist points back to the history of his fathers and shows how God's been faithful to deliver his fathers, and how they've told, you know, his ancestors have told them these stories and passed along these stories of God's faithfulness. And we see that all over scripture, one generation passing on God's goodness to the next. But I think tonight and, you know, this week, as you guys process through this, it's a good time for you to share some stories of God being faithful in the midst of suffering, because your testimony means a lot for somebody who is new to the faith, who is just beginning to walk with the Lord, of the times when things have really not seemed right, when things have been a struggle, when you've lost significant and when you've hurt badly, and how the Lord has proved faithful over time to rescue you and give you hope and give you trust in Him. So there's that side, giving your own testimony of it. But I think it's a good time too of just being honest with your student and asking them where they're hurting in life. Where is their pain? Where are they feeling the rub of this fallen world? And where are friendships breaking? Where, you know, where are anxieties hitting? And just talking through that.
And I think with parents, I've dealt with parents that fail to appreciate, because, you know, as parents, our trials tend to seem a lot bigger than your teenager. Your teenager is saying they're hurting or going through this, and to us, it doesn't look like a big deal, right? But remembering, one of the most important things I can tell you as a parent is to remember what it was like to be a teenager, to remember how real those hurts were, and they can seem pretty small to us, but that is the wrong approach, you know, to go to your teenager and say, well, you know, I'll tell you what real suffering is like, you know.
Yeah, if you belittle pain,
right,
you teach them nothing about going to God in the midst of their pain.
Yeah, their pain's real, and we want to help them walk through that. So really good, Josh.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Great.
So parents, take this and read through it. Take this opportunity to disciple.
Psalm 44.
Psalm 44. That's where we're going from. So take time to disciple your kids. Peace.